This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Bonino. Three protesters were killed, 58 others wounded in Iraq. Continued unrest. The Prime Minister, Abdul-Mahdi, announced his plans to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Saura Bridge, where security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators in the southern city of Nasiriyah. Security forces used live fire and tear gas to repel protesters on two main bridges, which led to the city center. Security and hospital officials said a further three protesters were killed, 15 wounded early Saturday by security forces who fired live rounds at them in the holy city of Najaf. At least 400 people have died since the leaderless uprising shook Iraq, with thousands of Iraqis taking to the streets in Baghdad and the predominantly Shiite southern Iraq. A high-ranking Taliban official has been killed in clashes with security forces in a province in Afghanistan's north. A provincial government spokesman told RFE and RL that Qari Nuruddin and his four bodyguards were killed in the district where the militant group has a strong presence. Officials in southern Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Saturday killed a senior military commander and wounded at least three other people. That provincial police spokesman told VOA that the general, the commander of an army border unit, was heading to the volatile Marja district along with a group of journalists to visit an ongoing counterinsurgency operation when the convoy struck a roadside bomb. The Taliban has taken responsibility for the attack in Helmand province, where most of the districts are either controlled or influenced by the insurgent group. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said Friday's stabbing, which resulted in two deaths before the attacker was killed by police, could have been far, far worse. Reuters' Eamon McCarthy reports that Khan praised first responders during Saturday, a visit in the control center of the London Ambulance Service.
Mayor of London Sadiq Khan praised emergency workers in the aftermath of Friday's stabbing attack at London Bridge, saying the incident could have been far, far worse had it not been for their swift operation while visiting the city's ambulance service on Saturday.
And when the operation was called, place it became a major incident, you had teams there very quickly, a control room set up, because it could have been far, far worse. And it gives me confidence that we're doing all that we can to keep our city safe.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said sentencing rules need to be toughened up in light of the incident, after it was revealed that attacker Usman Khan had previously been convicted of terrorism offences but freed early from jail.
That's Reuters' Eamon McCarthy reporting. Schools and universities have been shut down in parts of Iran, including the capital Tehran, due to high levels of pollution. The decision was announced late Friday by the deputy governor after a meeting of an emergency committee for air pollution. Schools in the capital will remain closed on Sunday. The young, elderly, and people with respiratory illnesses were warned to stay indoors, and all sports activities were suspended Saturday. Tehran has suffered from dangerous levels of pollution and smog since mid-November. Wintry weather bedeviled Thanksgiving weekend travelers in the United States Saturday as a powerful and dangerous storm moved eastward, dumping heavy snow from parts of California to the northern Midwest and inundating other areas with rain. Authorities found the bodies of two young children, including a five-year-old boy and a third child, was missing in central Arizona after a vehicle was swept away while attempting to cross a runoff swollen creek. A storm-related death was also reported in the state of South Dakota. Meteorologist Larry Pangano with the National Weather Service said the storm was expected to drop 15 to 30 centimeters of snow from the northern plains states in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and upper Michigan.
Travel problematic for a good portion of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region. And then once you get into the afternoon, into the evening hours Sunday and into Monday, you're talking issues for the Northeast Corridor as well.
Farther south, rain and thunderstorms were forecast along and ahead of the cold front, with heavy rainfall possible Saturday in parts of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.